This episode of the In Deep Show is brought to you by...
Thank you for visiting Lucy Lee Essentials, where we provide you with bath, skincare, and spa quality products at affordable prices, but providing you with an at-home luxurious experience. Visit us at www.lucyleeessentials.bigcartel.com and don't delay. With quick processing times and even in some cases same-day delivery, we're sure to make a long-time customer out of you.
The In Deep Show is for people over the age of 18.
So if you are not at least 18 years old, you will get in trouble, not them.
Hey, wait, we're not 18.
We better get out of here.
You are down in deep.
This is deep. Do you smell it? Because I smell it.
Everything I do is going to be funky from now on, yeah.
Because I can smell it. It's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep. This is deep. I'm going deep. I'm going deep, 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 deep.
You are down in deep.
I'm going deep, deep, deep.
You are down in deep.
Cause I can smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep.
Everything I do is gonna be funky.
Cause I can smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it.
Welcome to another edition of the In Deep Show. My God, do I sound horrible?
Damn, even I was like, wait, what?
Hello?
Man, listen here. If y'all cannot hear, I am so far under the weather that I don't know what the hell to do with myself. But I'm here, and I'm going to safely guide you all through this journey called IDS. I am your man, Furious Styles, a.k.a. your man, Big B. Got my crew with me today. Today I have with me Damagina.
Hola. No, I can't say hola. Hi. Welcome to IDS Show.
Woo-hoo. And we also have with us, all hail, the queen, Queen Nino.
Ayo. What's up?
Okay. Now, before we get into the weekends, I need someone to give me
flu shot.
The medical term for, I don't know if anyone deals with this phenomenon, but if you smell something like too much or too long, it just sickens you. Like for instance, if you're like maybe shopping for perfume and you smell like six different ones, next thing you know, you're just all fucked up. And you know, I don't know what the hell that phenomenon's about, but I've suffered from this since I was a child. I can't, and that's why I'm very limited in colognes that I wear and stuff like that, because it makes me sick. If I just keep smelling after a while, it just makes me sick. So that's what happened today. I went to buy some stuff for the house, and I was searching for some laundry stuff. And so there was a couple new things. I was like, oh, let me see what these are like. I smelled three of them and almost just passed out in the store. I've been miserable ever since. And it just triggers one thing to the next, and migraines and all that shit. So I don't know if anyone has the diagnosis for whatever the hell that is.
Too bad Doc's not here to help you.
No, I don't need nothing from that man.
He'd be like, you have HIV.
Oh my God.
Lack of bull.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, how was y'all's weekend?
Mine was okay. How about yours, Gina? Let's go to you first.
Mine was good. it was good. I went on Saturday to this little free concert that I helped my job put on, and I found the group, and I was pleased as punch. They're called Phase Two, and they were phenomenal.
So it was pleased as punch.
I was
and phenomenal. I mean, if we can get any more early 70s.
They were really awesome. So, yeah.
The last in-style dance step that you did, was it the WAP?
These Nuts. That was the last one. Oh. Anyway, so.
That's right. Just keeping me new sound bites. I don't care.
It was great.
What's
so
the
I
What's
had
the time stamp on it?
We don't know. La, 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 la.
5:30, okay.
It was great. So I had a really good weekend. How about you, Queen?
My weekend. What did I do? I swear my weekends are becoming really blurry.
Okay.
It wasn't like it was a whole bunch of drinking. It's just, I don't know. I've gotten really like, meh. You want me to go where? I don't know if I'm feeling that, dog. So, Oh, okay. It just popped in my head. Saturday was one of my homies, her birthday is today. Happy birthday, W. Woo woo. Not like you're gonna hear this, but happy birthday. And so we did an impromptu I won't say cookout. I'll say like grilling at her house. And it was good. Good stuff. We tried fruit on the grill. Yeah, it wasn't that good. Yeah, so clearly we didn't do something right. It wasn't good. So, but anywho. And then Sunday we took her to brunch. And that was it.
Super dope.
That still sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, drinking and eating.
There you go.
Cannot complain about that.
No.
Pretty dope. My weekend was pretty good, especially being that it was Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day.
Yay.
I was able to just really just kind of have the weekend to myself to make whatever decisions I wanted to make and do with it as I please. And it was all topped off by being chauffeured to and from dinner.
That's nice.
And it's kind of nice being in the back of my own vehicle. It was so nice. It was fun.
KK drives now?
Huh?
KK drives now?
You would think so. As much as she grabs my keys. But you know what KK does do? She knows how to read shit on the menu that she shouldn't and ordered filet mignon and crab cakes for dinner.
Oh, right. That's what I'm talking about. Good job.
And
did you have to pay for it?
I sure did.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Happy Sorry, Father's buddy. Day to
I was,
you.
I was.
How the hell did she get that type of taste from?
I wonder.
And destroyed it rather quickly.
I'm already upset. She's like my height. She might be taller than me. I don't know.
No, she's like, taller than me.
Well, everybody's taller than me.
Hey.
I'm like, I don't know when it happened.
Last week.
And that's and we only have to look forward to another summer sprout.
Yes.
She's gonna be your height. No, I hope not. That's
I hope
too tall.
Not.
No, that's too tall. I don't want her to be your height.
No.
Maybe she'll just get to like your like neck. A comfortable zone of 5'9" and boop.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds nice. A dinner you paid for, but you didn't have to drive.
There you go.
So that's pretty good.
And I was, you know, like I said, I was waited on.
That's nice.
That is very
so,
nice.
So, yeah.
Can't complain.
That was pretty dope. So, gotta appreciate that. Backyard is almost done.
What? Am I somewhere on the list to get an invitation once it's done?
Absolutely. We're actually
probably
making
like number
up.
Number 10.
We're making up the guest list rotation this weekend. So yeah, we you know, went out. We did some test fitting of some furniture, and didn't find anything I liked yet.
Okay.
There was a couple good candidates. Mm-hmm. And then still trying to figure out what can actually fit where, and then figuring where I'm going to have to do some extensions of the patio. So it was neat. It was fun.
Cool.
You know me, I love to shop.
Oh, so yeah, you do.
Shopping.
Did you find me those sneakers yet?
Actually, I don't think I had to find them. I told you they were at the harbor.
You didn't go back and get them?
Mm-mm. That I did not do.
Black people. Mm-hmm. All right, then. But I'm glad you're almost done. I know you're very excited to have the backyard done.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
So, mm-hmm. There is a way to get bumped up on the guest list. Mm-hmm. There will be some staining and sealing parties going on.
I'm sorry, what?
I will not be a part of that. I'll be number 10. I'm good.
To stain and seal the deck?
Yeah, that don't sound like nothing I can do.
Oh, the fence.
The fence and the steps.
Mm-mm. Oh.
You know a lot of dudes. That sounds like a job for some dudes.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like a job for anyone that wants to enjoy the backyard.
I'll wait until the second rotation.
Okay. You'll be waiting. Okay. Hold on. That will come with the next owner of the home.
Damn.
So better get in cool with them.
If you don't want to come and stain the fence, you're never going to be in the backyard. That's some bullshit. Fine.
Oh, yeah.
I'll just peek through the curtains.
Getting cool with Manuel and them.
You're like, damn, they look like they're having fun.
I know, right? Are those hot dogs? Those look good. Do you have buns? Oh, my.
It's all good.
Fine.
It's all right. I'll ask my friend for an invite.
Who's that?
Guess what stops with me.
Oh.
I can get in. I know somebody who can get me in.
Oh, you don't.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Shall we start the show?
She almost 5'9".
Open the gate. Unlock the door.
Oh, there's a lock on the gate now. That was installed. Right. Thank God.
Unlock the door.
We're going to come through the front door.
Shall we start the show?
Yes. Yeah, let's do it. Come on.
I dedicate this record, The Carnival, to all you brothers taking long trips down south, Virginia, Baltimore, all around the world. And your girl gets this message that you ain't coming back. She's sitting back in a room. The lights is off. She's crying. And then my voice comes in, pow, in the middle of the night. And this is what I told her for you. Every time I make a run, girl, you turn around and cry. I ask myself why, why. See, you must understand, I can't work a 9-to-5. So I'll be gone. Till November. Said I'll be gone till November. I'll be gone till November. You tell my girl you I'll be gone till November. I'll be gone till November. I'll be gone till November. You tell my girl you I'll be gone till November. January, February, March, April, May. I see you crying, but girl, I can't stay. I'll be gone till November. I'll be gone till November. And give a kiss to my mother. When I come back, there'll be no need to clock. I have enough money to buy out the blocks. Tell my brother go to school in September so he won't mess up in summer school in the summer. Tell my cousin Jerry wear his condom. If you don't wear condom, you see a red rum. Oh, 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 oh. You sucker MCs, you got no flow. I heard your style, you S-O-S-O. Every time I make a run, girl, you turn around and cry. I ask myself why. Said I'll be gone till November, I'll be gone till November. You tell my girl you I'll be gone till November, I'll be gone till November, I'll be gone till November. You tell my girl you I'll be gone till November. January, February, March, April, May. I see you crying, but girl, I can't stay. I'll be gone till November, I'll be gone till November. You'll give a kiss to my mother. I had to flip nothing and turn it into something. Hip hop turns to the future of rock when I smash a pumpkin. commit treason, then I have a reason to hunt you down. It's only right, it's rapid season. Yeah, you with the loud voice, posing like your top choice voice. I make the hearse out of your Rolls Royce. Besides, I got my girl to remember, and I committed that I'll be back in November.
Every time I make a run, girl, you turn around and cry. I ask myself why, oh why. See, you must understand, I can't work a 9-to-5. So I'll be gone till November. Then I'll be gone till November. I'll be gone till November. You tell my girl I'll be gone till November. I'll be gone till November. I'll be gone till November. My girl, you wanna be gone till November. January, February, March, April, May. I see you crying, but girl, I can't stay. I'll be gone till November. I'll be gone till November. You give a kiss to my mother. I know the hustle's hard, but we got an enterprise. The carnival.
If I hit that ass, you belong to me. Especially, you know what I'm saying? If I can yeah. Knock that little man out the boat, and you get to shaking and shit, and you press me at me real hard and shit, you belong to me.
This is a test. This station is conducting a test of the emergency broadcast system. This is only a test.
Like who will help you get your Z's true? Sleep if you want, like who will help you get your Z's true? Sleep if you want, like who will help you get your Z's true? But here's the real scoop.
Yeah, what's the scoop, leg break? This one is it. Yeah, what's the scoop, leg break? This one is it. Yeah, what's the scoop, leg break? This one is it.
Hey, gotta send a rest in peace to Prince B from PM Dawn. Y'all remember that group?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. That's dude that Karis One threw off stage that one on one of his shows.
Ooh.
He kind of went at the Blastmaster, and the Blastmaster wasn't having it.
Can't come for Karis One.
Mm-mm.
I mean, except for when you say dumb stuff, but he knows what he did. But anyway, this is about Prince B. So they're saying that he passed away from renal kidney disease, and that he also had diabetes. So, 2016 is on some bullshit. 2, people, check your sugars.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you're good. You know, and then when you find out if it is a diagnosis, something that's serious, make sure you take care of yourself.
Please.
Black people, how about let's start with this. Stop calling it sugar. Stop giving such a horrible
diabetes.
Disease that kills us.
Diabetes, all right.
Such a sweet and comforting name.
Hmm.
Oh, I just got sugar.
I just got a little sugar.
No, nigga, you got a disease that's killing you. Look,
yes,
can we work
dying.
On that?
Sorry.
Okay, great. Thanks. So rest in peace to him. His name was Artel Cortez, which never knew his real name. Just it was always Prince B. So
I was just known as PM Dawn dude.
Yeah. With the locks.
Okay. Oh, there's more.
Don't
right.
remember that part.
You don't remember that song?
No, I just don't remember the
your
way you're singing it.
That's it.
No, not quite.
That's how it goes.
Oh, okay. Oh.
I don't remember that song.
That sounds scary.
It's not Set Adrift, is
it? No.
Okay.
Sorry.
I don't know which one that is. Sorry. All right,
that
so
sucks.
Moving on.
So, this
yeah.
story, we all are familiar with Azealia Banks and her antics on Twitter.
Remember the song?
My turn, the fiction as my
world. Oh, yes, now I do.
That's what I said.
That's
oh, okay.
not quite what you said.
Okay.
Well, say it and do it again. It must have been my ears. Because that's
you know, mine
it.
Are pretty clear. Like, I just had my hearing test like a couple months ago and I passed. Okay.
Something,
yeah. You remember something?
Oh, I said I did.
Mm-hmm.
It's all coming back to me now.
Mm-hmm. You just need your man Fury
Styles. That's all Fury Styles Holistics. Mm-hmm. That's all I needed. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
I think.
Okay, you were saying something about Shannon Tate, right?
Or Azalea Banks.
Oh, her too.
I was saying we all know her antics on Twitter. She is pretty damn go hard on everything and anything. This chick has a comment for it. So imagine my surprise. You know, she's a pretty brown-skinned girl.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine my surprise when I saw a picture of her and it looked like her skin was a little lighter. Well, not a little. I'm going to go a couple shades lighter.
Wow.
I thought, well, must be the flash.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yeah, must be the flash. No, it is not. And B, you and I talked about this on Recap to Recap.
Dema bleach out them skin, Dema bleach to Word. Look like a browning.
Word. Yeah, so she's been using that White Nicious product that is, you know, a skin bleacher, you know, for your cream. Yes. And I was like, what? I can't believe this girl is doing that. But, yeah, and they're saying, you know, she's been tweeting about it. She's talked about it. Even the company rep has said, yeah, you know, she's one of the people who actually is verbal about using it. Has no problem saying she uses the product. Because, I mean, of course, we know there are other people out there that are using this product. But, you know, she's honest and she says, hey, I'm using it. And y'all will deal. So supposedly she has, you know, discoloration in her skin. So that's why she's using it.
She said she got vitiligo.
Wait.
Mikey used to have vitiligo.
Vitiligo?
Something like that.
Okay. No, well, they just said hyperpigmentation. You know, so I guess there's different, like, dark spots or whatever, mine. Either way.
ADHP.
I'm just surprised. So, you know, and it made me think, like, other people out there that have light in their skin. Of course, main ones you can think about is Lil' Kim.
Mm-hmm.
Then, of course, Sammy Sosa. That one, God, that one is horrible.
That's so scary.
That one is horrible. Like, frighteningly scary.
Also very recently, one NeNe Leakes. Have you seen her lately?
I've seen her late. I didn't think her skin was light. And I know she got another nose job.
She did get a nose job.
Mm-hmm. She looks
like a white woman.
Oh, I no, she's not that light. I just saw her on what show was I looking at? She was on. I forgot. So that could be makeup, and I don't know about that one. But either way, I mean, but we'll find out because she's on a new talk show with Anthony Anderson. So we can watch her little light skin journey if that's what she's going on. But another one that. Well, I'm not saying she's using this particular product, but another one they were talking about was Nicki Minaj, how she went through, you know, using some type of product. But sometimes I wonder, it's like when you, just because, you know, like when you're younger, you know, you go outside, you play all the time. So therefore you're dark, you know, you get darker because mm-hmm. that's what the sun does. It browns you, you know, so, and now, you know, supposedly like she's light. So I'm wondering, maybe she doesn't go in the sun as often, but I don't know. But I mean, like I said, Lil' Kim and Sammy, we know, definitely.
My question would be, is it really something that's going on, or is it something that's more mental and not just, oh, my pigmentation is a little off, or I have these light spots? Is it something else that's happening, especially being in the limelight and being, you know, out there? Like, I'm just wondering, especially like with Lil' Kim, like, what's...
Well, she's been honest and said she got issues because she did an interview and she was saying that, you know, all like the guys that she would date would say, you know, you're all right, or you're not that great, or you're not good enough. And, you know, she'd be like, wait a minute, why are you with me if I'm not good enough? But, you know, she was saying like even her dad used to tell her she wasn't that cute. So she's, you know, she definitely has some mental issues when it comes to, you know, her physical appearance. So I think that's why she changed herself so drastically.
Yes.
And I think she was honest and said, you know, saying that's why she changed, you know, shit. Think about Charlemagne, who supposedly had, you know, he had those dark spots and patches and stuff on his face too, but you can definitely tell that he got lighter. And he said that's what it was for, but it's like, can't you do that without lightening all of you?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I don't know. I mean, I guess it's a struggle within some people that, you know, because I know Azalea also spoke about being, you know, bullied about having brown skin, and how men always said, you know, you're cute, but you're brown or you're dark skin. And so I'm sure it has something to do with it, you know.
That really sucks.
It does suck.
That's all I got. It's just, it's sad. It's sad that you would do something like that, you know, and that you did in 2016. You don't appreciate your complexion. You don't appreciate, you know, that, you know, your roots and just where you're from. It's just, it's awful. I think it is.
Yeah, but I guess, I mean, I could see if, you know, growing up, if you're very brown, I can kind of see, you know, maybe from young, being a young girl to, I don't know how, I'm going to guess she's probably in her 20s, you know, that she probably got a lot of, you know, mean comments and, mm-hmm. you know, about her complexion. And I know a lot of people deal with that. So, and I'm not yes. excusing that, you know, to be a reason for her to lighten her skin. I'm not going there, but.
So let me ask you this. This is a quick scenario. So I met this person, this was years ago. I met this guy, successful, educated, blah, blah, blah. And it was, we decided we were going to hook up for the first time, just getting together for Valentine's Day, which I didn't think was necessarily
hook
a great
up?
Idea. No, just get together.
Okay.
Yes, get together. So we got together and I was like, well, do you want me to do something? Should I bring something? I'm the type of person, I'm like, I'm going to bring some wine, you know, a dessert, something. It doesn't matter whose house. If I'm coming to a function, I feel like I should bring something. He was like, no, bring nothing. I'm going to cook. You know, I have wine. I have everything here that's needed. Now, as you guys are aware, okay, I'm fair complected. He is probably, you know, on a darker scale in terms of complexion, but he was just fine.
It's chocolatey goodness.
Sexy. Oh, my God. So I decided, well, since I wasn't going to bring anything, you know, he didn't need anything. I said, well, you know what? I'm going to stop. I'm going to get a card. And I'm going to get like a teddy bear or something. Something just because it's Valentine's Day. So I was like, okay. So I remember very vividly after dinner, I bought this monkey or this ape. And I sat it on the couch.
Jesus.
Yes, yes. And it was, he had on little boxers. And he had a heart in his hand that said, you know, be my Valentine or something like that. And then he had little boxers on with hearts on them. And I put the card in his hand, and the card had, you're more fun. Because I wanted to keep it really light. It was like, you know, one of our earlier dates, and I didn't want to make it too, like, I love you and all this stuff. It couldn't be any of that. That's what they had. I bought it. I sat on the couch, and I was like, ta-da. And I remember he looked at me like, it's a monkey. I said, no, it's not a monkey. It's an ape. Isn't he cute? And he was like, it's a monkey, it's an ape, it's whatever. And I was like, yeah, isn't he cute? Like, I didn't understand. Like, what's the problem? And I'm sitting here like, why are you not excited about someone coming over to your house and bringing you a gift? I didn't have to buy anything. I didn't have to do any of it. I gave him a card, and the card had monkeys on, and they were swinging around. It said, you're more fun than a barrel of monkeys. Me, personally, I like monkeys. Like, I've never really, I thought it was just a nice gift. So, needless to say, that relationship didn't work out. And one of my girlfriends was like, and she's definitely, you know, maybe 4 or 5 shades darker than I am. She was like, Gina, you just don't understand because you're a red girl. He didn't like that because he didn't want to see no damn monkeys. He was like, you don't get it because you're red. I don't understand the concept. It was a gift. Like, am I wrong? Like, was I insensitive? I thought I was being nice.
I mean, he can't really blame you for being the octoroon that you are.
Really?
And, huh?
Oh, my.
Really?
What happened?
Really? We'll go there, really?
I'm just saying.
You're
I mean,
so
you,
rude.
You quadroons are, you know, tons of fun, you know what I'm saying?
Shut up.
Fucking mulattoes.
Damn. Mike, I know, right? Why am I being badgered? All I'm asking, Furialistics, is would it have, is it, it was that bad? Like, did
Commercial
I not understand?
Styles.
Stylicious? I mean, did I not understand? Like, was there some underlying thing where if I go to the store, like that same girlfriend, I sponsored her baby shower.
It's
and she was like, Gina,
story.
Do do not bring no baby monkeys of any kind in this house. And I was like, oh my God, but they're so cute. Like, what's with little baby monkeys? She was like, do not bring, I don't want anything that even resembles a monkey. I was like, fine, okay, I'll do like some kind of
How about animal. Albino monkeys? Are they cute?
They're cute too, whatever. Baby animals are cute. Mm-hmm. I wasn't trying to do monkeys, but after that little situation, she was like, don't be bringing no monkeys in here. So my question again is there a disconnect? Did I really not get it? And was that an insulting gift? Because it wasn't implied
to
be.
Do you have to ask
be,
that question?
Yes, you,
said
you
the
motherfucking right,
you said
I do. Because I think it was, I think
your
it
girl
was a
told
nice,
you it was not good.
I'm not worried
and
about
he
her.
Showed you
I'm
that
not
it
worried
not
about
good.
Her. I'm talking about him. If someone came to you, you say, you know what? I'm going to make you dinner. You met a girl. Y'all nice. You hit. You know, it's cool.
This is a topic question in the middle of the.
No, I'm sorry.
Report.
Oh, okay.
Well, come on now. We already started.
Yeah,
so
just
ahead,
answer the question. Would you have been offended by that? Or would you have thought, damn, listen.
If I was, I would have. Let you know the level of my of how offended I was.
Like why? Okay. You mean like why? Right. Yeah, that's okay. That's what I would think. I would have been like, ooh. So you trying to be funny or? No, I'm kidding. I wouldn't have done that.
I would have never looked.
No, I mean, way. But you know, I guess black people, period, in general. You know, white people, monkey, blah 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 blah, slavery, blah 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 blah. But so I guess he was probably feeling. Oh my gosh, was I about to say what I think I was going to say?
What?
Maybe what? He was feeling some type of way. I hate that. I hate that so much. That is one of... Ooh.
So much that you were going to say it.
Ooh. But no, seriously. I mean, clearly, growing up, he probably was called all kinds of names, which is ridiculous. But so maybe that's why he was feeling like, you serious with this? You trying to be funny? Or what is this?
That fool was born and raised. He wasn't called nothing.
How do
no,
you know? You don't know him.
202-750-1437 if you want to chime in on Damon Gina's impromptu topic question.
Impromptu.
In the middle of the entertainment report. Octoroons around the world. This is your time to speak up for yourself.
You're such a jerk.
Check it out, all you people that are in love with the TV series Empire. You will be super thrilled to know that Exhibit will now be a member, a ongoing member of the cast.
Wow.
Playing, you know, his role that he was in Leslie Johnson. And... you know, his whole thing with his ongoing beef with the dude's name. Y'all know what I'm talking about.
I do not. I don't
Lucius.
Watch Empire.
Lucius.
Okay. Lucius.
Oh,
okay. Yeah, whatever. Him. So, yeah. So, I know that you know.
Sounds
just
like sauces.
Right. Made everyone's day. So, yeah. The countdown to... Empire's now, so we can see copious amounts of Exhibit.
Wasn't his show called Pimp My Ride?
He had Pimp My Ride, and he had a couple other shows, too.
I actually liked that show.
Yeah.
That was pretty
the
cool.
The show was
He's
cool
sexy.
Until they got outlandish. I mean, they just did stupid shit, like installing coffee makers in cars and shit like that.
Okay, that is ridiculous.
They just
but either way.
Yeah, either way.
It was a fun
it.
Show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Does he still have braids?
I don't know.
Mm.
I hope not.
Me too. Anyway, sorry.
Speaking of countdown, the countdown is on for Mr. Donald Glover's new album.
Childish Gambino.
Yes, yes, Mr. Gambino is back. Everyone kind of, I guess, started to write off the thoughts of a new album coming out, being that he has a new TV show getting ready to start. But he said, fooled you again, and released a link to a site that had a clock counting down to the release of his new album. And it's also going to be a mini tour involved with this album. So if you are in the California area, Joshua Tree National Park, to be specific. September 2nd to the 4th. You can do your best to try to get tickets for that event.
I just saw a commercial.
For his new show, yeah.
No, for his, I guess, his album.
You saw a commercial for his album?
Well, he was putting flyers. Was that...
That's his TV show.
Oh, what's the show about then? Something begin with A, right?
I really haven't caught the gist of what the show's going to be about.
Okay. But I thought it was his album, because I saw him like walking and he was putting flyers.
It's kind of one of those reverse motion things where he's like, if you look at the traffic, and he is, one was filmed backwards. If you look at the way he's walking, he's kind of walking funny, because I think it was actually filmed backwards, but played forwards. And the traffic, if you look at the traffic, it's going backwards.
No, I didn't. I just saw him putting flyers on their car. I didn't go that deep.
Right. So.
Dope.
All right. Yeah.
So, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, that is your scoop for today. We'll be right back.
We got a whole lot of mo.
I can't even do a step and fetch a routine like he does.
Ooh.
All right.
What?
Speaking of monkeys.
Ain't no talking when they talking, so shut the fuck up. The In Deep Show is on now.
Welcome back to the In Deep Show. Thank you for listening. Thank you for pushing play, passing it on to other people. We really appreciate that. You guys are super awesome for that. Thank you for sharing the show. Shout out to Forget That Yo. Shout out to Single Simulcast. Shout out to Miss Kai Love. Thank you so much, guys. We really appreciate you. All right, let's get into this question, okay? If you and your husband agree that he can have a man cave, would you be okay with him locking it and he's the only one who has the key to get in? You know, I'm looking at you, David Gina. I know you can see this epic side eye.
I can't.
Okay. So.
That's a good question.
I've had that for a while. I forgot who gave me that joint.
That's a good question. At the time that I did provide a man cave, I was not married, however. So I can't speak from a wife perspective. But when my fiance at the time would come over, you know, we have separate interests. He likes sports and football and want to scratch himself and whatever. And, you know, I have, you know, HGTV and, you know, stuff that I like. So I created the man cave. I took one of the bedrooms and turned it into a man cave, and he was able to go in and do whatever he wanted. But he usually left the door open. He never locked it. He never made it where it was like, oh, you can't enter. I would come in periodically, but then also he knew I didn't really want to be in there, so it really wasn't a big deal for us. But I think locking the door, I think, is a bit much. Like, we're in the same house. We live together. We're married. Like, why are you locking the door? Would you be cool with me, you know, going into my woman cave and locking the door and whatever it is that I'm doing? Probably not. I don't know. So I would say the man cave is fine. Locking the door to me is a bit much. Like, what are you hiding? What are you doing? Why you gotta lock the door? That's just me.
FS. Ferocious Styles.
Put that right beside the happy feet. The prep and everything else.
I wouldn't have wanted to call you that.
What?
So you're not the one that keeps repeating it?
I said it one time today.
Twice.
When did I call you that?
Earlier. When she,
on the show?
Yeah.
No way.
Yes. You want to put money on it?
Sure.
All right, go ahead.
Broke anyway. So
all right,
whatever.
My bad. Answer the question.
$5. If it's my room, then I should do it with I please.
Okay. Do you feel a need to lock the door?
If I have a need, then yes.
And what
if I don't have a need, then no.
And what would that need possibly be? Like, what could it? Why would you need to lock the door? I mean, you scratch yourself anyway, or you burp or fart or whatever anyway. So why would you have a need to lock? I know you're not doing it now, but if you were to lock it, what would be the reason?
Because I chose to.
But why?
That's what my mind told me to do at the time.
Gotcha. So you have no reason. You just want to lock the door.
I may not have a reason, yeah. This may be my staycation. This may be my moment of zen. This whatever.
So nothing sinister. Just damn it, I want to lock the door.
I just want to lock the damn door. And when I leave, I might want to lock it behind me because instead of getting upset and raising my voice about mindless things like people putting the remote under the TV or next to the TV, it's a remote. It's supposed to be away from the TV. Thus, you don't have to get up and turn the channel and raise volume and stuff. I might want my stuff there as I left it. Don't want it touched. I don't want it moved. So locking the door will give me that peace of mind.
I mean, TV, remote, if you leave the room, you leave the remote by the TV so you know exactly where it is instead of being stuck in a couch cushion or under a blanket and you can't find it. No.
And then see, you spend 10 minutes trying to find it. That's why the door is locked. Thank you for answering the question. Because I don't want your thought patterns in my room. I want my remote beside the table where I sit, not under the table, so I have to get up when I'm ready to turn the channel and get the remote. Might as well turn the fucking TV while I'm up.
Well, I wouldn't feel no need to go into the man cave anyway. Then that's me personally. Yeah, me personally, I hardly ever even went in there. It was like, there's nothing in there for me. So there you go.
But a locked door will all of a sudden make you feel a need to go in there.
A locked door makes me question the need for locking the door. I mean, if I'm not coming in anyway, then why do you need to lock the door? What are you doing? Like, why? Would you be cool? Like, if, let's say, I don't know, I had my own little office and I'm on the phone like I normally am and I'm chilling or whatever. And I just like, you know what? I'm locking the door. Would you not care? You wouldn't care if your wife.
What would you being on the phone have to do with it?
I mean, just whatever. I could be on the phone. I could be on the computer. I could be playing with my toes or myself. I mean, I'm just saying. I'm in my little room. So would it be a problem? No?
Nope.
Okay. As long as it's cool both ways, then I don't see there being a problem. Queenie?
I don't think there would be a problem with them locking the door, per se. I would assume he's not inside of it and he's locking the door. Because that's, if you're on the other side of the door, why are you locking it? But maybe if he was leaving, I guess, which is still shady McGrady to me. Because I'd be like, babe, why are you locking the door? I mean, if I don't go in there when you're there, you know, because I respect your space, unless you invite me in, you know, like a vampire, why would I, you know, I wouldn't go in there unless, you know, I was bringing you something like, hey, you know, there's some extra beer out here or different beer,
some chips
or whatever, you know what I'm saying? You know, I wouldn't go in there. Just as if I had a spot for me, I wouldn't expect you, you know, I would expect you to respect my space. Locking the door just seems odd to me. You know, I mean, unless we live in a house with like 100 people or like somebody else where it's like, I don't want them going through my stuff, then I guess I can see you locking it. But other than that, I would be like, why are you locking the door, boo? Mm-hmm. Like, why is there a key?
Why is there a lock?
Why you need a key to get into that room? Like, what is on the other side? Is there,
because
then, you know, then I'll make your imagination go wild. Like, is there some like scary shit happening on the other side of this door?
Knives and guns.
Is there, you know what I'm saying? Like, what is happening? Like, but you know, if it was just, you know, he and I in the house, that would be weird. Now, maybe if we had company and it was random people in the house and it was like a party or something, and maybe you had some valuable paraphernalia or something in that room, then I would totally understand you locking the door. But if it was just like us there on a daily basis, I would be like, why are you locking the door? That's, I don't understand. Like, what is it that you don't want me to know?
I agree 100%.
You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. So that's my take on it. So, peoples, if you want to put in your 2 cents, 202-750-1437. That is 202-750-1IDS or indeepshow@yahoo.com. And, you know, and some people also, they send us messages on Facebook via the Indeep Show. So we accept that too. And we will read that as well. So, and shout out to, hey, Irving, I want to shout you out because I saw something from you, but I didn't know where it went. And I also would like to shout out two new listeners. Ashi. I don't know if I said, hey, welcome. Welcome. And then to Miss Gina Sandre. Welcome to you too, lady. Thank you for liking our page and thank you for listening to us. We really appreciate that. So we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. This is the In Deep Show.
All right, well, it is time for us to wrap this show up. And time for me to check into the closest ER so I can donate my body to science. Find out what alien life form lives within me. But before we go, damn it, Gina.
Well, I would like to give two fingers to family. I was just talking about my baby and it brought back memories and fun times and all that great stuff. So I give two fingers to my daughter, my family, my mom and everybody. So I don't have any one fingers. Just two fingers of family and loving people and spending time together and appreciating the people that's closest to you because you never know when they can be taken away from you. So, two fingers to family.
Queen.
Let me think. Two fingers. One for my homie. Like I said, her birthday's today. Whoop, whoop. Yay, yay. She's not going to hear this. But whoop, whoop. And two, I'm going to do another two because I'm going to take Doc's because he ain't here. Two fingers to the weather. No, I'm kidding. Not to the weather. This hot as a mother beepity boop boop out here. So not to the weather, but, you know, just two fingers to, you know, living life and keep it moving, live it into the fullest, and just enjoying yourself while you're here. And on the opposite side of that, one finger to not being here or having close calls because somebody I know just, yeah, they could have been taken out of here because there was a freak car accident and their car got hit. Well, actually, a car flipped and landed on their car.
Oh.
And they were on the other side of the street. So, which makes you think, damn, life is short. Mm-hmm. Woo. So, back to the two fingers, you gotta live it the way you live it right. Don't be an asshole. So maybe because he's not one, that is the reason why he's still here. I don't know, but so yeah, one finger to close calls.
No doubt. I don't think I really have a one finger. This week. I mean, I have definitely. There are tons of candidates. I don't know. I just feel like wasting my energy on
that's okay.
This week.
That's good.
I want to give two fingers to Cheeves and Bentley, a.k.a. Oni Lee and Kayla, for waiting on me hand and foot.
Aw, that's nice. Yay.
For an entire Father's Day week. I really never really tripped off Father's Day. It was like, hey, whatever. But it was kind of fun this week, this year. So, yeah.
Good. Cool. Nice.
So, yeah. Made me appreciate my backseat of my car. It's nice to just kind of drive and text legally.
Shawty. I've been in the car with you when you were texting and we were going fast. I was like, sweet Jesus, dear Lord,
oh God,
please let me get to my destination safely.
Oh, God.
Please be with the person drink. That is driving as we are sipping on some beverage going down this road.
Please let's make it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, Queen and I could open up our own mobile bar. Because we...
No, you can open up your own mobile bar.
I'm just saying.
We just take what's out there and put it in the...
Oh, my
God. Shawty, we be...
But I'm just saying, though, our skill level
we would have...
pouring and serving.
And we can have Miss Lee like being the face and getting people to come in.
Yeah.
Shawty. God, that is a cha-ching. You know what? I'm going to think about that. I might have to use y'all for a drinky event.
Maybe when the backyard's done.
No. You don't want nobody in your home.
You have to speak with
not
the next
in
owner
the
about that.
I mean, well, why you got to speak with the next owner?
No, I'm talking about like at a location. I'm gonna have to y'all, cause y'all know people between
know people.
Mm-hmm. No, for real. I'm like, all right then.
I feel
why
you
just looking off in the space.
Hmm.
Just as looking off in the space.
Right.
Like,
I'm like the eyebrow goes up.
Maybe.
Don't side eye me. You brought it up.
I was talking about a mobile venture.
No, seriously. Me too, but then it's something that's, you know, like
that's
I said.
That's illegal.
No, not
can't
necessarily.
Can they have open drinks mobily?
No, it depends. You can, okay, never mind. I don't want to. Other people have stuff that are already in the works and then.
Oh.
Not me, but. Yeah,
well, let's
whatever.
Hear about that when we go off the air. I want to hear about this mobile.
Yeah, anyway. Ooh, can I do the closing?
Of course. Oh, sorry, I'm not futuristic lickums so much.
So, be sure to tune in for the July weekend.
What?
July weekend?
I thought we weren't.
What did you just say right before that?
I said Furious
exactly.
Styles is so awesome. And I love that name. It's just beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't I say that? Yes, I did. Mm-hmm.
You might want to teach that hook. I keep a mouth closed.
I don't know nothing about that.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, we got to get out of here.
Please and thank you.
Always. Yeah. Hey, look, I'm going to do my best to have more energy next week. I'm out of it. The girls held a damn day. Thank you, ladies.
Welcome.
De nada.
We got to get out of here, but always, in closing, we like to say.
If God woke you up this morning, you're hitting the rest of the bull slits.
Shit.